My Life Today, June 8, Delight to Do God's Will, Highways to Happiness. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. To those who love God, it will be the highest delight to keep his commandments and to do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Says the psalmist, "The law of the Lord is perfect." How wonderful in its simplicity, its comprehensiveness and perfection, is the law of Jehovah. It is so brief that we can easily commit every precept to memory, and yet so far-reaching as to express the whole will of God and to take cognizance, not only of the outward actions, but of the thoughts and intents, the desires and emotions of the heart. Human laws cannot do this. They deal with the outward actions only. The law of God takes note of the jealousy, envy, hatred, malignity, revenge, lust, and ambition that surge through the soul, but have not found expression in the outward action. And these sinful emotions will be brought into account in the day when God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. There is no mystery in the law of God. All can comprehend the great truths which it embodies. The feeblest intellect can grasp these rules. Obedience to the law is essential, not only to our salvation, but to our own happiness and the happiness of all with whom we are connected. Man's happiness must always be guarded by the law of God. The law is the hedge which God has placed about his vineyard. By it, those who obey are protected from evil. We owe to him all that makes life desirable, and he asks of us the affections of the heart and the obedience of the life. His precepts, if obeyed, will bring happiness into the home life, happiness to every individual. Right doing will bring peace and holy joy.